my friend had challenged me and said, there's nothing to do in Tallahassee. And this was like back in 16 or something along those lines. I said, I'll take that as a challenge. I'm going to show you that there's a bunch of things. So that night I went home and I started my journal and I opened it up and I just wrote down all the things that I had by memory. Then fast forward several years, I had already written two books, and then Reedy Press was looking for an author here locally to write this book because they do this in different cities around the nation. I said, absolutely. I already have a list going on. Like, I already know what I'm going to put in here.
Yeah, that is a common complaint. Yes. Tallahassee's boring, but you got to know where to look.
You said the magic word. It's like you have to know where to look. And it just feels like a treasure hunt all the time. But once you know it, then you know it's there. Then you know it's always available.
Well, you do a great job of curating your list. You even talk about shopping. And I'm just wondering, like, how did you decide which restaurants and which boutiques to put in the book?
So I will say I never shared anything with anyone that I was writing the book because I didn't want anyone to start coming to me and saying, oh, you got to put this, you got to put that. I had several restaurants that were just like, there is no way I'm not going to have them in here. Mimi's Table and Bella Bella were, those were my top two for sure. I've loved those places. I'm going to Mimi's tonight, you know. So regarding the shopping, I'm not a big shopper. So that was the hardest part for me, the shopping part of the book. So I definitely had to dig and reach out for some of my coworkers for help on that end.
Okay. So you kind of informal polling to find out?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, Hearth and Soul was definitely like, yes, this is where you're going to go shop. But I struggle with that one for sure.
Yeah. Well, one of the things lately that we've been hearing about is it seems like there's been a rash of restaurant closings. And it's worth noting that you mentioned a couple of cool places in that book that aren't open anymore.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. I think the first one, so like I remember one of the deadlines that I have, literally that night, the Blues Club was shut down. I mean, it still gives me chills because I felt so bad because I wanted that to be part of the book.
We're talking about Bradfordville Blues
Club. Bradfordville Blues Clubs, yeah. So that was heartbreaking. And then throughout, as I was doing the book, several things would go on there. And these are things that I thought would be here forever. And silly me to think that, right? Waterworks is in the book. I've never in a million years thought that that place would shut down, you know, given the history and the people that have been there and so on and so forth. But yeah, it's been sad to see some of these places go.
Yeah. And some of the places, too, you mention are not actually in Tallahassee, but that's part of the whole experience, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
One of the places you mention is taking a stroll in downtown Thomasville.
Yep. Yep.
Wakulla Springs,
yep.
Of course. Wasissa River.
Yep.
So talk about some of the things that you would say this summer would be fun to do.
Oh, my God. So full disclaimer, I'm an outdoors person. So I go to the beach. I listed several beaches out there. I go hiking, biking, running, and our incredible number of parks and trails that we have here in town. I love paddleboarding and kayaking. Wasissa River is one of my favorites. It's down the road from where I live. It's just a straight shot. And it's just beautiful. I mean, you literally feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. Wakulla is cool, too. And that's why I actually like going out with my friends, too. It's like we do working dates or dates. You know, we go walk the trails. Like the Miccosukee Greenway. You know, if somebody cannot keep up with me or go the distance, then we always can stop at the Hub. You know, so I try when I go with people, I try to make sure that I know that they can't go as far as I can go, but we go places where we can still have a good time. But all those outdoor places, and I live by the Alpha Greenway that connects with the Lafayette Heritage Trail that can connect. I mean, I can go all the way to the water from my house, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah.
I call them my trails.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going, but you're going to my trails.
Oh, that's great. You also mentioned some experiences that are temporary. Like, and I think this is very Tallahassee. Like, you live here, you hear about, for example, the Lemoyne Arts Festival that happens in the chain of parks
yes.
every year. Oh, I'll go next year. Oh, it's raining. I'll wait. Or like whatever. But
don't.
But don't wait.
Don't do that. So it's funny that you mentioned Lemoyne. I've been at Lemoyne 3 times the past month. And actually, we invited some people that were born and raised in Tallahassee and have never set foot there. I'm like, how is this possible? I remember that being one of my first stomping grounds, A, because they had the camps for my kids. And then, I don't know if they do it now, I think they still do the Christmas ornaments. So I would go every year with my oldest daughter and go buy some ornaments. But yeah, don't miss out on all these events that you think they're going to happen again, and look out for them prior to. The thing about Tallahassee is that you always see the advertisement or the Facebook or the Instagram after the fact. You're talking about the LeMoyne, the art that happens in April. I mean, I pulled out art yesterday. My son, we went 3 years in a row, and my son would go to the same lady to buy a different piece of her art. And we have pictures with her. And for him, I mean, that was just, he loved it.
The interesting thing for me about this as a Tallahassee native is that some things become like wallpaper, right? Like you see certain businesses, you drive past certain things every day. I just think there's a lot of stuff that the natives don't think about or don't know about.
I don't disagree with you at all. I think that we don't do ourselves a favor by not knowing what's in our community. You know, we never can tell the story of Tallahassee in a way that, to make it fun. Everybody always wants to leave to go have fun when you can have it here. There is a sink right down Wakulla Springs that it's amazing. And apparently the locals knew when they were back in high school is what I hear. And they would go there, the Cherokee Sinks. But now, you know, you walk a little bit to get to it, but it's still gorgeous. But you're right. There's so many things that we forget that we have. I will say one of the things I do love about Tallahassee, and I do have it in the book, is some of the concerts. Now, I know it's hot, man. Like, that's the only thing, you know, you've got to suffer through the heat sometimes. But my recommendation to all the people outside of Tallahassee is fans. To me, it's mind-blowing that some of the outside seating and just outdoor places don't have fans. If you have fan in just a little bit of shade, whether it's by a tree or a canopy or a tent, it's a game changer. It's like, then you can hang out here.
You have lists of honorable mentions almost. So like you said, there's really more than 100 things in that book because you'll name a few items, and then there's a separate page. By the way, here's a lot more of this type of thing if you want.
Exactly. There's like little hints. Like if you're here, stop by here. Or when I talk about like the Chano Parks Festival, it has its own page. But then I have a full page of over 15 festivals throughout the year that you can attend. So this book has definitely well over 100. And same with dining. You know, it's like, yeah, I put all these, but here's all these other restaurants as well. And look at all these active clubs and activities for people to do. So this happens with newcomers, and this also happens with senior students. So they lose their friend group, right? So you've got your 4 or 5 years, and then that last year is really hard for those that stayed because all of a sudden they have nothing and any, like, no one. And I'm very familiar with that because I work a lot of times with college students, and we have a very active community of clubs and things to do. So I always tell people, I'm like, just Google it. Like, whatever it is that you like to do, you want to play chess? They meet over there by the coffee place. You want to play tennis? They meet here. Like, it's all available, but you have to go out and seek it.